Welcome to Aviation Consumer's continuing podcast series on the world of aviation products and services. Here's Aviation Consumer editor Paul Bertarelli.
We're speaking today with Dennis Ferguson, the new CEO of Mooney Airplane Company. Thanks for taking the time, Dennis.
It's a delight. Thank you.
We recently test flew the Acclaim, a terrific airplane, by the way, but one question potential buyers will have or possibly should have is this. If they're considering investing in a new Mooney, what guarantee do they have of Mooney's continued financial health?
I think probably the best evidence that I have had of that, and I've only been with the company since October of last year, is we have an excellent relationship with our investors who have taken the company private, and so there's a lot of commitment there, and they're enthusiastic about the new airplane. So I just, in fact, got back from a board meeting last week, and I was pleased with their support of our plan for this year, and I'm really quite excited about what we have in ahead of us this year.
Now, the principal investor decided to take the company private again. What was the purpose of that?
I think there were a number of things. Probably the most pertinent was to just have better control of the company and to reduce costs.
When the company originally went public, which was about 5 years ago, I think, was there any particular advantage in that? Did they raise much capital?
Yeah, I'm afraid I'll have to defer on that. I don't have a lot of experience with what was happening with the investment of the company back then. What I've seen most recently, though, I think the investors are fully committed and they're focused, and I just think looking forward, we have a really positive outlook. That's about all I can tell you right now. I don't have an awful lot of experience with what they were thinking a number of years ago.
When we reviewed the STC filings, there was quite a bit of debt there. How was that restructured? What happened to that?
Well, without really talking beyond my level of understanding, I'm responsible for the operating company here in Kerrville, and I think as far as the way that was presented to the public was that debt was converted into ownership for the investors.
I'd like to ask about the market potential for Mooney in general. How many airplanes do you think the company can sell? How many does it need to sell to be a viable entity?
Well, I think where we've come last year and this year, we are right at the point where we need to be. I feel very confident about where we were in 2005 and 2006. 2006 was a bit of a challenge for us as we introduced the new airplane. So we're right at where we need to be.
And what number is that?
If you look at the gamma numbers for 2005 and 2006, there were 85 airplanes delivered in 2005, as I recall, and we hit 75 in 2006, which was a shortfall due to the delay in certifying the Acclaim. But we're starting to make those up here the first half of this year, so we're right where we need to be.
So are you saying then somewhere between 100 and 125 airplanes that will make Mooney a viable company?
Oh, we're a viable company right now.
So it can be less than that, actually?
Yes.
How much does the existing model stream out there, the number of Moonies that exist in the field, as far as part sales, how much does that contribute to the company's viability?
It has not been a major part of the company's business, but we were working on that as part of our strategy for last year. Al Nitschman is our vice president of customer support, and he has a plan for improving that, certainly for the benefit of the company's financial goals that we have for this year in terms of increasing our sales in the aftermarket, but also looking after our customers. I think we're going to be doing a much better job this coming year of developing that business, both for the customer's benefit and also for the financial strength of our company.
How do you foresee changes in marketing the airplanes, or will there be changes?
Well, we're certainly focused on the models that we have right at the moment. The Acclaim has got a lot of enthusiasm. I know you just flew that airplane a couple of weeks ago, and it's an exciting airplane. And so we're going to really focus on marketing this new aircraft. It has tremendous performance. It's got great speed. All the customers that I've talked to that have taken delivery of it so far are just absolutely delighted with the performance of the airplane. So I think you'll see us really building on the strength of this airplane and its performance capabilities.
Presently, there are three models in the line. Do you see that changing, increasing, decreasing? What do you think is the ideal?
Well, I think we're sitting pretty well for this year. We've got some interesting thoughts about where Mooney's going to go in the future. I feel really good about it. I think we have some pretty talented people here at the company that have some creative thinking going on, and so we'll see what happens after this year. But I think sitting right now, we're in a good spot right where we are.
What do you see right now as the company's major challenge that you have to solve in the next year to 18 months?
I think we're working on the confidence that the marketplace has in us and our ability to produce airplanes consistently and on time, and improving our productivity inside the plant, and those are major initiatives. I think that we've maybe talked with some other folks on the outside about this. We've got a lean initiative that's going on inside the company right now. We already have seen some tremendous benefit from that will improve the financial strength of the company, but also will improve our reliability in terms of delivering on time to our customers.
In terms of the lean initiative, do you see a lot of efficiencies to be gained in building this airplane? By modern standards, it's kind of complex. It has a lot of bits and pieces and a lot of riveting. Are there ways to improve that, and can you make substantial gains?
We are making substantial gains right as we speak. We've introduced lean in the final assembly area, which has made a tremendous improvement in the way the airplanes flow through the final assembly area of the plant. And the thing that we're working on the past couple of months has been in the fabrication area. And as you say, all the bits and pieces that need to be made that support the final assembly area, that's been a little bit of a hang-up as we went through certification and processes that needed to be improved. So we've come a long way just in the last few weeks of improving the productivity of the fabrication area to be sure that we're supplying the needed parts into the final assembly area to keep it on a tech time.
Are you doing any initiatives in the service area, service and support?
Oh, absolutely. That's a major strategic thrust for us this coming year, is to improve our capacity to handle the aftermarket service and also in parts.
What will that look like to the customer? In other words, what benefits will he see of that direct services that you don't have now?
I think it just will be capacity. So we are reaching out to customers, and we're also doing, I think we're doing a much better job of working with the Mooney Service Center, Factory Authorized Service Centers out in the rest of the United States. So we're really focusing on improving Mooney's quality of service, both through our service centers and through the Factory Service Center.
As far as the marketing of the airplane, it's often said that Mooney is a niche market, a niche brand, but do you think that's really true? Can it be expanded in terms of its appeal? It's because the airplane is really not fundamentally that different from a Cirrus or a Columbia?
Well, I think that's probably a difficult comment for me. I do feel the airplane is different. I do feel that the Acclaim is sitting in a pretty strong market position. Where it will go from here, I think there's still some growth left in what the performance of this airplane can be. I don't think it's reached the end of its design limits. So I think there's still some potential there for this airplane. We're also looking at what next. So those things are in our strategic planning process right now.
When you say there's more performance potential in here, do you think the Acclaim has more speed in it?
I think that's possible.
And how would that happen?
I think it's just looking at some aerodynamic refinements on the airplane.
Well, thanks very much for talking with us, Dennis.
Oh, well, thank you. I enjoyed talking with you.
For more on Mooney, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com. And for general aviation news as it happens, log on to avweb.com. Comments on this audio cast to audionews@avweb.com. Thanks for listening.